Good morning. This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News in the headlines. The Grand Kadumat route gets support from the Barbados Association of Masqueraders. Grenadians head to the polls today to elect a new government. And the Taliban appeals for international aid after a deadly earthquake. Good morning. I'm Carol Toppin. Your details just ahead. President of the Barbados Association of Masqueraders is supporting the NCS decision to change the Grand Kadumat route for this year. Speaking on VOB's fireworks program, Anthony Lane said the new route will create a safe environment for revelers.
I think the route lends itself to a safer cropover, a safer Kadumat, because of the wideness of the road. There are particular locations where spectators will be able to gather. As far as I was told, anything spectators will not be allowed in the road, because the verge of the road, which is to the end of the road, where on highway, if you get a flat, you will stop to change. The emergency vehicles will be utilizing that area, so no one can be liming there. Mm-hmm. You will be liming on the other side, which we will say like the grass patch, right? So I think that route will ease the bands of pressures.
Mr. Lane said the Grand Kadumat bands experienced a number of challenges with the previous route.
And the public got to understand that a normal Kadumat day on the traditional route, we have a lot of issues. We have certain places you pass, you got to lock up your drinks truck. You can't serve drinks. And then when you try to serve drinks, people come and snatch the drinks from the bartenders who are giving out the drinks. All of that happens Kadumat day on the normal route. But I think with the new route now, we will be able to have a little ease in that. And therefore, your security bill is extremely high. We usually have 10 to 1. So for every 10 persons you have one security personnel. So if you can see, if you have 500 people, you're looking at 50 security people. That is at a minimum, because you got to safeguard the music trailer, your storage truck. People come to hassle the persons moving and take the stuff from them.
President of the Barbados Association of Masqueraders, Anthony Lane. Event organizers are concerned about players in the entertainment industry who are prevented from working at events due to COVID protocols. Executive producer of Novel V, Orlando Newton, says although restrictions on artists have been relaxed, they account for a small portion of the industry. Mr. Newton was speaking at the media launch of the third edition of Rise Barbados at the Halo Ultra Lounge.
Art is a small portion of which our industry depends on. Our industry, artists cannot sing unless they're technicians. Artists do not have a venue to perform at unless they are bartenders, cleaners, door staff, and so forth. To isolate it to only artists is still a disadvantage. We do welcome that change, and we hope that is the beginning of something great.
He's hoping that by the end of the month, with major events coming up, these restrictions will be lifted. He says there's evidence that relaxed restrictions at other events this year prove that these events can be, the event workers, that is, can be accommodated.
Events such as Rally at Bushy Park. We also saw it work great at Queen's Park with the AgroFest. And we think this can be extended to events at large.
Executive producer of Novel V, Orlando Newton. The National Cultural Foundation launched its Signia Globe Financial Junior Masquerade Project in association with Burger King, Pine Hill Dairy, and Sunshine Snacks at the George Lamming Primary School yesterday. Chief Cultural Officer at the NCF, Andrea Wells, says that the new initiative was part of the foundation's plan to restructure the Cropover Festival to suit the COVID-19 environment.
This year, when we were tasked with reconceptualizing Cropover in a late COVID environment, we felt that it would have been irresponsible for us to put on a junior Kadumat competition that would have brought so many young people together in one space. However, because of the success that we've seen over multiple years of the training programs in the schools, we felt we needed to continue that, but the kids wouldn't just create and design a band. They get to parade their band, but within their school compound. And it was conceptualized that the last week of the school term, they would have a day that they would have their own school masquerade and their audience will be the other kids in the school.
Chief Executive Officer with the National Cultural Foundation, Andrea Wells. Grenadians head to the polls to elect a new government today. The contest is among five parties and independents who are seeking to defeat Keith Mitchell's new national party. Political scientist Peter Wickham tells Starcom Network News it will be an exciting election.
The NDC has been beaten twice, not winning the seat, and there are no under new management, which is the young and exciting Dickinson Mitchell, and the question is whether or not he will be able to do well enough to win a CA, and B, whether he will be able to be Dr. Keith Mitchell. Dr. Keith Mitchell, of course, is one of the most senior leaders in the Caribbean, and question is whether or not he will be able to continue that success. But I think as we look to St. George's, it will be an exciting election, and my sense is that we're looking to see the voter turnout, firstly, and then, of course, secondly, we're looking to see how well Dickinson Mitchell will do on his effort, and whether after that, if Grenada will have a opposition, because they haven't had one for the last two terms, and then secondly, whether they will have a change of government.
Political scientist Peter Wickham. Meantime, a High Court judge has dismissed an application filed by a blind person against the Parliamentary Electoral Commission, who sought to have today's general election postponed on the grounds that his right to privacy would be violated. John Rullo from St. David had filed the motion against the Supervisor of Elections, Elvis Moraine. Mr. Rullo wanted the court to order that polling day be adjourned to facilitate the procurement of materials and the implementation of measures that would allow the claimant to participate in the 2022 elections. Minister of Agriculture Indar Weir says the ministry is working with consultants to map out the best way forward for the local sugar industry. Mr. Weir says that this will help determine the role that the private sector will play as the new owners, since government will no longer be carrying the majority of the financing towards the sector.
We are waiting on a consultant's report, because whatever we do, it must be bankable. And we've had some consultants who are looking at the sugar factory, the structure of the entire industry, the value chain proposition, and they are supposed to come back to us with a report for us to determine how we are going to continue with the current factory, or if in fact we need to go to a more efficient type factory. And then they also have to come back to us and tell us what the investment would look like, and then we need to determine how we're going to source the funding and how the private sector will participate in terms of their majority ownership.
Minister of Agriculture Indar Weir. Small businesses in the region are benefiting from a UN-sponsored training program to help them better cope with the fallout from the COVID-19 pandemic. Representative of the United Nations Development Program, Marlon Clark, explained the rationale for the program. He was speaking at the virtual graduation ceremony for the second cohort of the UNDP Future Tourism Business Adaptation Program.
The pandemic and its mobility restrictions have had severe negative impacts on people's livelihoods and businesses in all the countries. Global estimations at the time indicated that 400 million full-time jobs were lost during the second quarter of 2020, with disproportionate impacts on SIDS, which are highly dependent on tourism. The Future Tourism Project was conceptualized to provide Caribbean MSMEs with the skills to adapt to the new environment, build resilience to external shocks, and improve the MSME's ability to respond to the needs of the new and emerging markets. This second cohort was launched so that more MSMEs through the Eastern Caribbean could receive training, which would help with their upskilling or even rebranding of their businesses.
Representative of the United Nations Development Program Barbados, Marlon Clark. Finally, the Taliban in Afghanistan has appealed for international support as the country deals with the aftermath of a devastating 6.1 magnitude earthquake. More than 1,000 people have died and at least 1,500 were injured. Patika province in the southeast has been the most affected. The UN is scrambling to provide emergency shelter and food aid. The rescue efforts are being hampered by heavy rain and hail. Recapping the headlines. The new Grand Kadumut route gets support from the Barbados Association of Masqueraders. Grenadians head to the polls today to elect a new government, and the Taliban appeals for international aid after a deadly earthquake. That was the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network is a member of the OCM Group. I'm Carol Toppin. Good morning. And you can listen to the latest news or catch up on news stories at starcomnetwork.net. You may also WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. The latest from Starcom Network News was brought to you by Sagicor Wise Financial Thinking for Life.